When you see people who are homeless, especially young people, it can be real easy to make assumptions about their lives. At least that's what Robert Sporny says. And he says your assumptions about homeless youth are probably wrong. Sporny is a lawyer in Ann Arbor. As a baby, he was adopted, and childhood with his adopted family was difficult. There was alcoholism and abuse in the family. On the last day of high school at age 17, Sporny decided to permanently leave the situation.
And I got on my bicycle and basically rode all the way across town to a friend's house.
For a while, he slept at his friend's treehouse. Eventually, he hooked up with Ozone House. It's a nonprofit that helps homeless and runaway youth. The organization helped him connect with a food program and other services. Overall, Sporny was homeless for 1 year.
And during that time, I hooked up with like these other homeless people. And homeless people hang out together. And homeless young people look like they want to be homeless. You know, you look at them on the street and you think, well, you know, they seem to enjoy that lifestyle. You know, scrubby and dirty, and they seem to be having a good time sitting in the park, you know, just sitting around. But nobody who's an intelligent human being chooses that lifestyle unless there was something that had happened to them earlier in their life that made that lifestyle actually seem logical. I would say that what helped me the most during the time that I was homeless was when I was... It wasn't just the Ozone House, but there were the other social services. And it was those people who I had met, and I had not had a lot of contact outside the home growing up because of the alcoholic home. It was meeting those caring people who actually genuinely were giving of themselves. Well, honestly, at the time, it was just not believable. When you grow up in an alcoholic home and it's full of deceit and denial, and people are kind to you outside the home, you're actually suspicious. It took me many years and some counseling to learn to trust people, and I'm still working on developing that trust. 30 years ago, I was totally lost and had no idea what to do to try to... I had no idea how I was the way I was or why I was the way I was. And I had no map going forward. Today, you know, it doesn't go away. Your youth doesn't just dissipate. But today, I'm somebody who knows where to go for help, how to deal with it, how to work with it, and how to use it to help myself grow.
Robert Sporny is a lawyer in Ann Arbor. He has helped at-risk youth in juvenile court, and he speaks to organizations about his experience with homelessness. This story was produced by Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris.